Hey, good morning. This is Julie
and Laurie Mosley,
and we are here for all the updates for all the things going on in Waxahachie.
That's right. That's what we call Chamber Chat.
Chamber Chat.
Chat, chat, chat,
I
chat,
do feel
chat.
Like I just overcommitted us a whole lot, like we're going to know everything about everything.
Well, eventually we do.
If we don't know, we'll find out.
Or we search it up.
That's right.
That's what the young
we
kids
get
say.
The Googler out.
We search it up.
Laurie. You know what's going on today?
What?
Today we're having our first Thursday networking luncheon sponsored by Denise Ovalle with Keller Williams and Mortgage Street, a division of Harmony Bank, at noon at the Chamber.
Oh, nice. That'd be a great lunch. Denise is a great gal and does a lot for our community. And
yeah. Those Chamber luncheons, networking luncheons, are always well attended. I think those things are always packed out.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great
a good,
job.
It's a good thing. We got... Next week, on the 9th, we have a Maximize Your Membership. If you have thought about becoming a Chamber member or you're wondering what it's about, I think this is a good time to come check it out. Maximize Your Membership from 8 to 9 a.m. next Tuesday at the Chamber of Commerce. Also, it's for those who are currently Chamber members and want to make sure that they're maximizing all their current benefits.
I love that. Kind of like defensive driving. Like,
that's
get to
right.
learn how to do everything.
Comedy defensive driving.
Yes.
Yes. What's going on with you?
You know, today is National Day of Prayer. So those of you who are listening to us going, these girls need help, well, start praying for us now. Today
yes.
is National Day of Prayer. I welcome your prayers every day, but
yes,
today
please.
Is National Day of Prayer. So at Rail Yard Park, all the churches will be together at noon.
Oh, good.
For National Day of Prayer.
Well, well, well. So if you can't be there, just make sure you're praying.
Yes.
Get your prayer on.
You you don't have to be at Rail Yard Park to
and
pray.
You don't, it doesn't have to be National Day of Prayer. Get your prayer on every day.
Yes.
What else is going on?
Well, also, this is the weekend I've been so excited about for so long. I should have just greeted everybody with bienvenidos.
Yes, bienvenidos.
Yes, because this Saturday is the Ellis County Hispanic Organizations.
Yes.
Waxahachie Cinco de Mayo Festival.
Y'all should see Laurie Mosley right now. She is so ready for this holiday. She looks beautiful in all the bright colors.
My embroidered top.
Yes.
Yes. It is totally in the spirit of fiesta. That is for sure.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes. Y'all, it's going to be such a great day. It starts at 11 a.m. there in downtown Waxahachie. And then it goes all the way basically till 11 p.m.
Party on.
We are going to party on.
Are they taking over downtown?
They are taking over downtown. You got mariachis, folklorico dancers, DJs, all kind of great stuff. And then music. But the big headliner is Michael Salgado. I hear he's like the Garth Brooks of country music,
he's
or
like
Tejano music.
The Mel Salina.
Yes.
Salgado.
Michael Salgado.
Salgado.
I can tell you're going to be there. Look at you. You've already got your accent.
I love that. I love it. I can pull off that accent.
I know. And that Ellis County Hispanic Organization, we affectionately call them ECHO for short, they work their tail ends off around the year to raise money. And you know the other cool thing about this is scholarships are given to two individuals, two youth. And I mean, that's what it's really all about, is
that's
being
good.
Able to take and give back to the next generation.
Yeah.
To be able
good.
To cultivate all that culture and diversity and all of those things.
I love it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
I love
it too. If you, even as you start to get close to downtown, you just kind of, I don't know. I get excited and I kind of start dancing as I'm getting closer because the music's going and everybody's just so happy.
And our Downtown Merchants Association, they all will have Bienvenido signs outside their businesses because we welcome everybody. Body every day to downtown Waxahachie, and this is just one of those special days that we get to add little extra banners outside and add some fun and make it all colorful, and super excited about that. A lot of the merchants, they're doing Facebook Lives with their Cinco de Mayo fashions.
Aww.
And all of that, so I think everybody's doing a good job at making it their own.
Yes. And when does that start?
That is going to start this coming Saturday, which is May the 6th, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Perfect.
Yes.
I love it.
And then, of course, you know, Scarborough is going to go on every weekend through Memorial Day weekend, including Memorial Day. So that's one of those days. Again, you can step back in time for the time of your life.
And y'all, go to Scarborough Fair if you haven't seen it, or if you have seen it, it's still fun.
Yes.
Go check it out. Go ride an elephant. Go see a bird fly through the air. Go eat a big, giant turkey leg.
Big turkey leg. That's what I was going to say. I don't know why I always think turkey leg. Got to have some barbaric meat on a bone and just chow down.
Just let it just grease it on your chin and just walk
some
around
meat
proud.
And, All of that.
We're making all kinds of hand motions in here.
Yeah, too bad this is not video because you would be able to see all of that. And then the Waxahachie Arts Council, you know, there's 8 members and 3 of them are doing some big things this weekend. The Ellis County Art Association, they have their plein air paint out going on. So if you see some folks that are like painting on easels around town, those are probably visitors from another state that have chosen to come and paint in Waxahachie. So tell them welcome. Also, the Waxahachie Symphony Association, they have a performance this coming Saturday night. And also the community theater has a performance this weekend. So those are all great things. But I know what your real jam is, Julie.
What?
It's going to be the grand opening of the Waxahachie Farmers Market. It's time. It's that season.
I'm so excited. I'm ready.
Yes. And they've got some great vendors. Not only can you get the best of all your fruits and vegetables and all of that. I heard Anita say today that there is a blacksmith.
Really?
That's been added to the mix. And
that's
he'll be doing
cool.
demonstrations and stuff.
Yeah. So starting on Saturday morning.
Yep. Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So here's my perfect day.
Oh, tell me your perfect day.
Perfect day.
I'm ready for it.
It's like if my husband were to meet me downtown after I get off work and we go down to Farm Look, eat lunch, and then walk down to Rail Yard Park and let the dogs play. And then we walk to the dog park, throw them in there for a little bit and let them play, and then walk over to Farmer's Market and then sample and try everything and buy all the fresh
stuff. How big are these dogs we're throwing?
They're not bad. They're good dogs. But that's like, to me, my cup would be full.
Aww.
I would love that. That would be the most fun.
Aww.
And I could do it with or without the dogs. I just like to
Eric's
go walk.
Eric's listening. Did I get the right Farrah?
Farrah, yeah.
Did I get the right Farrah boy?
Yeah, Eric.
Okay, just making sure I didn't choose his brother.
He knows.
I didn't want to cause any strife in
no
the Farrah family.
Yeah, and then even if it didn't include dogs, just walking down. I love going walking on the trail and then walking over to Farmer's Market. There's so many cool things we have. And all the honey and all the cool stuff.
It is.
And John Paul, they have their... is it Yellow House Kitchen?
Yes, absolutely. Yellow House Farm.
Yellow House Farm, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I do love everything that you're talking about. And then, you know, something that just before I walked in the door, the phone's been lighting up, and it is about the solar eclipse. I mean, I know that is next April, so we're talking about a year away, but everybody needs to make plans for that April the 8th, that weekend leading into April 8th, because we are going to be in the path of total eclipse.
Of the heart?
Yes.
Of
our Hatchie Heart. Yes.
Total eclipse of the Hatchie Heart.
Yes, I know. I know. But we don't have Bonnie Tyler coming. Trust me.
We inquired
about it, but she's a little expensive to get her across the pond from England. So,
That's pretty
anyway,
cool.
Anyway, so stay tuned. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on, which includes our friends over at the Texas Motorplex.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing some good stuff that weekend, and there will be like a good campground for folks that want to come and camp. They'll have their campgrounds open. So anyway, so be paying attention, because those of you that are seeing that all these cities in Texas have things going on for the total eclipse, we've got it going on here too. So
I love it. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
It didn't take much. You know, you just tell me things. I'm just putting it on my calendar.
You're
an
excitable girl.
I'm so excited.
She gets excited.
Okay, guys. Let's see what else we have going on. On Tuesday, May 16th, we have Coffee Connections. If you want to come out, Pete's Tire and Automotive on Highway 77 is going to have Coffee Connections from 8 to 9 a.m. You can join us for coffee and networking before you head to work. Or if you're not headed to work and you just want to come have some coffee, come on out. Probably have something else to eat besides just coffee, maybe some donuts. Hey, and also, if you're not familiar with the Waxahachie Young Professionals, we have a great group. You have to be under 40, which I think is totally ridiculous because I feel pretty young and cool, but, you know. Anyway.
So do I. I was just at a college party this past weekend.
I mean, you probably hung, didn't you?
I did.
I totally could, too. So, yeah, you have to be 40 and under to be a part of this group, but they have so much cool stuff they do. Like on May 3rd, they're going to have a coffee and connection at Community National Bank. On May 10th, a networking night. May 31st is when they have their monthly meeting. And they even have a book club now every Monday from noon to 1 at Three Rivers. So if you are under 40 and you would like to get involved with that group, give us a call. We'll tell you how to get in touch with them. We'll get you all connected and all the things. We also have several ribbon cuttings, new businesses. Y'all, new businesses are coming to town all the time.
Oh, wow.
We're growing, and we are happily growing.
Absolutely.
More options,
people,
more food, more
people
drinks.
People want to be in Waxahachie.
Yeah, we're cool. We knew that all along.
We've known that.
Yeah. I'm like, you want to know us. Trust me.
Yes.
May 12th, you got the Steeple Group. at 10 a.m., also on May 12th, at Five Star Cuts at 4 p.m. And then you have First Texas Homes on May 25th is another ribbon cutting. And then the last thing I want to mention is we are going to Italy. And the orientation trip. We're not going to Italy. We're going to Italy. And, you know what? I don't have the date in front of me. But anyway, it's going to be in June, the orientation meeting, the second orientation meeting. So you're welcome to visit WauksatcheeChamber.com and check out the information. You can join us. It's a great price, and everything is included except for dinner. So anyway, check that out if you're interested. What else?
I don't think I can go on that trip this year.
Yeah, I think you're going to be Bob Phillips.
I think I'll be a little busy.
And I am bummed that we planned it during that time.
I'm going to be a little busy on October the 28th, hanging out with my friend Neil McCoy. That's our headliner.
Yeah,
he's going to give you that wink, Julie, and you're not even going to be able to be there to see it. But it's all good.
Wink across the
water. You just go to Italy.
I love Italy.
I love Italy.
All right, guys. Is there anything else we need to think of?
I love Italian food.
I love that Italian. You doggy. I might ride a bicycle across town on that little cobbled
floor. Oh,
no. Cobbled floor.
I'm seeing like an injury happening.
I'm seeing return to me.
They have cobblestone streets there?
You know, I assume they do. I don't know. I might be confusing countries. I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know. I'm
something
just glad
that
they
people
get to go
can
do
Google.
Get the Googler out.
Yes.
All right, Lori.
Lots of fun. Hey, I know that I threw a lot of information out there. If you need to know specifics, dates, and all of those great things, our website, visitwaxahachie.com, is a great place to find that, as well as all the dates that Julie mentioned, which is waxahachiechamber.com.
All the dot coms.
Hey, that caught on.
Yeah.
Finally.
.com.
The .com thing. It's not going away. I think it's here to stay for a while.
I remember when the internet first came out, I was like, that'll never take off.
Yeah.
Bless my
it's
heart.
All that. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Julie.
As always. And Lori and I will talk to you next month.
Absolutely.
Bye.